experiencing the divine dispensing by faith. So this message is altogether on experiencing. We are experiencing the divine dispensing day after day in his loving care for us. He wants us to be an open vessel with an exercised spirit to receive his divine dispensing. But we experience this and we enjoy this by faith. Many times, as I begin a new day, I may not, have any feeling. We may not have any particular feeling, but nevertheless, it's taking place. So the more our faith is developed, the more we will experience day by day the divine dispensing. And the result of this kind of daily experience is that at the end of each day, there is just at least a little more of the all-inclusive Christ brought into our being. So this is the focus of what this message is about. Now, point one, the Christian life, according to the New Testament, is altogether a matter of faith. Then we have a list here. Live by faith. Stand by faith. Walk by faith. Speak by faith. Pray in faith. Christ making his home in our hearts through faith. I want to pay attention and devote a couple of minutes to point one. So our Christian life is a matter of faith. And faith is not just an idea. It is the very foundation of our Christian life. And the faith is applied to us in various ways. Certain times, we live by faith. That's the beginning. Here I am beginning to a new day, having a message early in the morning. But the beginning is by faith. And then we can stand by faith. That means nothing can shake us in a negative way. We stand based upon the victory of Christ. We walk by faith. That doesn't mean we are exercising our body by walking for a length of time. It's our living by it. And speak by faith. This is quite a developing aspect of faith. Everything we say should have faith as the source. and pray in faith. When we are praying sincerely with the Lord, the essence of it should be faith. We're not believing our own words, but we are believing the Lord to hear and respond to our prayer. And then Christ making his home in our heart. Emphasized this in the last message, and this is one of the most delightful verses in the New Testament that our mingled spirit is being strengthened more and more so that the indwelling Christ can make his home in our heart. And all of this is based on faith. Our entire being, our living, our functioning is all based on faith. So now in section two, we have a very important point concerning God's economy in relation to faith. Faith is the unique requirement for people to contact God in the New Testament economy. Notice, contact God, not just talk about God, but actually have fellowship with Him. We're contacting Him. Like before, with our fellowship with one another, we don't just start talking. There needs to be an atmosphere where we can contact each other, not physically, but in our spirit, that we are open vessels. We are open believers. And the Lord, the Triune God Himself, has made Himself available experientially for us. But it takes place through faith. And faith is the unique requirement. There's nothing else can replace it. You may want it, you may be crying out for it, but if there's no faith, there'll be no contact. That is why one crucial point of this conference is our faith being perfected, being developed. So our faith is functioning all the time in any and every situation. So now we can look at the details under point two. The faith in Christ by which the believers are justified is related to their appreciation of the person of the Son of God as the most precious one. Well, let's consider this. First, from the just from the side of just being a human being, a human being. What is the most precious to us? Who would you say is the most precious person in your life? Surely a married couple. Surely with our children. This as it should be in a human way. But here, the most precious one should be the Son of God. Even right now, as we're talking about it, in our singing, in our sharing and praying, we're exercising our spirit to have contact with this precious one. And as we are growing in life, let's just say a married couple that have been believers for 50 years, been in the Lord's recovery for many decades, growing in life to maturity. They love each other more than any time before. But each one of them and both of them have the same sense. We love one another. You're endearing to us. But the precious one is the Lord. And when our self is dealt with more and more by the cross, then we won't try to make ourself the goal, the center of anything or anyone. That our faith is being developed as it's being perfected, then we experience the precious one, the triune God. Then the more we express, experience the triune God, the more faith we'll have in us. This is developing year after year. I want to emphasize this. The most precious one. I just hope all of us inwardly, just right now, we should just have this sense. We're not speaking verbally right now, but inwardly, we're just saying, Lord, you are wonderful. You are all inclusive. You're every positive thing in the universe. You're so endearing. You're so faithful. You are the most precious one. When we have the Lord's table meeting week after week, we should have this inner sense. We are here to have fellowship with the most precious one, the Son of God who became a human being and suffered through his whole life and died on the cross for our redemption. And now he's dwelling in us as the life-giving spirit. We're coming together at the Lord's table to thank you, to praise you, to enjoy you, and to testify. I hope more and more the saints all over the earth will have the proper view of the Lord's table. That this particular meeting, we're not here to pray about our needs and situations. We are here to honor the Lord, to thank Him, to praise Him, because He is the most precious one. And our love for one another, and the love is the same for every saint, it's on the same degree. That the more the precious one is dispensing himself into us, then the more we will have love for the triune God and for one another. Okay, point one, the experiential definition of faith is that faith is the preciousness of Jesus infused into us. So let's look into this. The experiential definition of faith, not a theology definition, not a religious definition. An experiential definition of faith. In other words, what is faith? What does it mean to you as an experience? When you are experiencing faith, what is happening? What does it mean to you? So the experiential definition of faith is that faith is the preciousness of Jesus infused into us. To me, this is a wonderful definition of faith. Faith is the preciousness of Jesus infused into us. This is what's on the Lord's heart all the time. He loves us beyond our understanding. He wants us to experience Him, to enjoy Him, to express Him. And He knows that faith is the foundation of this. And so, the Lord, in His shepherding of us, He wants faith in our experience to be the preciousness of Jesus infused into us. Infused in a tender way, in a precious way. This aspect of the Lord is being infused into us. This is very similar to dispensing. He doesn't want us to be living day by day as an empty vessel. He wants our whole being to be saturated and filled with the preciousness, the precious one, who experientially is our faith. Now, point two has much for us to consider. Genuine faith. Actually, or at least a number of us, before we came into the Lord's recovery, we might have been in some kind of religious group, as some of the preachers maybe would talk about faith from their point of view. But deep within, we had the sense, is this it? Is this really faith? But we thank the Lord that in the Lord's recovery, we have something genuine faith. Not just simply words used in a religious way. So genuine faith is Christ Himself infused into us to become our ability to believe in Him. This is beyond words, dear saints. I want to emphasize this again and again. Genuine faith is not a thing. Genuine faith is Christ Himself, but it's Christ Himself infused into us. This word infused is the center of this. Infused into us with a reason to become our ability to believe in Him. The Lord knows that just as human beings, we may try to believe and try to have faith for God. But he's more than clear that we don't have the source of faith within us. We need to have it dispensed into us. So now we have the ability to believe in him because the precious one is being dispensed into us. So even right now, we exercise our spirit, we open our being, we receive the precious one, and as he's being dispensed into us, our faith is being perfected, it's being developed. It's not our effort to try to, I'm going to believe more. This never works. After the Lord Jesus has been infused into us, he spontaneously becomes our faith. So I'm saying this right now on behalf of him. He's infusing himself into us. And right now, our faith is being strengthened. Our faith is becoming more and more real. The precious one. And all of us should have this deep sense in their relationship with the Lord. Certain things. One is, dear Lord, I know that you love me and you died on the cross for my redemption. And Lord, I thank you, and I know that you are making your home in my heart. Lord, I'm beginning to experience your preciousness. And Lord, I wasn't trying to strengthen my faith, but as the result of the indwelling Christ, my faith is being developed. This is happening to all of us. At this very moment, None of us have never seen Christ Jesus in a human way, in a physical way. The time will come, as I pointed out before. We'll see him face to face. But now we're in the age of faith. We don't see, but we experience. We don't see, but we enjoy. So our spirit is, we are infused into us. I'm emphasizing this point spontaneously. It just happens. The faith is developing. I can honestly say, early in the morning here, an older person, the faith in me is still developing. It's a new day, a triune God dispensing day for faith. KC, the faith of the Son of God, refers to the faith of Jesus Christ in us, which becomes the faith by which we believe in him. I'm just emphasizing the opening word in the title. Experiencing. So now we are focusing on experiencing. When we believe in Christ, we enter into Him. How can we do that? But he's an open, all-inclusive Christ. He's making his home in our heart, and he wants us to make our living in his being. So we enter into him. We believe. Ourselves into Christ. And thereby become one spirit with him. So it's when we believe that we enter into him. So the more our faith is functioning, the more we are believing. And we're, it's the focus on Christ himself. When we believe in Christ, we enter into him. We believe. Ourselves into Christ. That sounds strange. We're believing ourselves into Christ. In other words, we're believing. Our faith is bringing us deeper and deeper into Christ. Because Christ is the goal of our faith. So this faith is to be generated in us, enabling us to believe in him. I think all of us can say amen to what I'm about to say. We can just faith, we have faith, but it's effortless. We're not working hard, it's just functioning. We're just believing in him. We're not trying to make it happen ourselves. But this dispensing of the all-inclusive Christ is enabling us to have faith in him. And the faith is being developed more and more. So we believe in him. Many of us can testify that we have been passing through a heartbreaking human situation. Someone so dear to us, whether our parents or whatever, they passed away. And how can we not realize the pain, the suffering, the loss? But at the same time, from deep within, the faith is flowing. And in the midst of this situation, this painful situation, our faith is functioning. And I believe many of us have been at the right next to someone very dear to us, member of the family or whatever. You were there when they passed away. And on one level, there's a profound suffering response. But even deeper, there's the realization you have passed away. But I will see you again when we've both been resurrected and we will have eternal life forever. In the midst of this difficult situation, faith is functioning. And faith will enable us to conquer every negative thing that has its source from the enemy. Okay, one, as we behold him, hear him, and treasure him, he causes faith to be generated in us, enabling us to believe in him. Another experiential point. Let's look into it. As we behold him, what's that? Behold him. You just focus on him. Mindful awareness is with you. I'm not thinking about this or that. You're the center. So I'm beholding him like I'm face to face, I'm seeing him spiritually. We behold him, then inwardly we hear him. Not like human beings talking, we can hear each other like this. But as the life-giving spirit deep within is speaking, we hear him. We behold him, we hear him, and we treasure him. That is, we're experiencing him and enjoying him as the most wonderful treasure in the universe. You are the treasure.
He causes, again, he causes. He makes it happen. He enables it to happen.
The indwelling Christ causes faith to be generated in us. It's been about 70 years ago that I was became a child of God. I was born again when I was almost 16. But that was the first time of having this sense of our believing. What started it? Nothing in me as a human being, but something was dispensed by the life-giving spirit before I didn't even realize it was happening. And the reason for it was, you can believe. You have faith. The source of the faith is the dispensing of the all-inclusive Christ. And so, effortlessly, we believe in him. I just believe. When I pray, read, and study the New Testament when the Lord is speaking, I believe him. I trust him. What he says he will do in his way, in his time. But he will. Two, he becomes the faith in us. So it's not just faith as a thing. The real faith is Christ Himself. He becomes the faith in us. And by the faith in us is by which we believe in Him. This faith is the faith in him, and it is also the faith that belongs to him. So we're just looking at faith from different points of view, because the indwelling Christ wants to develop our faith experientially, and to realize how real, but how profound this is. Key three, Jesus is the author of faith. Jesus is the originator. Jesus is the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. So Jesus is the source of faith. Jesus is the cause of faith. Again, I'm trying to point out that we don't have faith just in our human nature. Christ Himself is the faith being infused into us. And then effortlessly, we have faith.
He's the author.
He's the source. A, the faith of the believers is actually not their own faith. Okay, I'll pause here. I hope each one of us will have this sense at this very moment. that the faith of the believers, or we could say the faith within me as a believer, is actually not my own faith. I believe everyone right now in this meeting is a faith person. We have genuine, living faith. But the indwelling Christ wants us to be clear that the source of faith is not us. It is Christ Himself. It's not our own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith. Christ entering into us. I look back when I was just again a little before, soon was turning 16. How was it that I had faith that I didn't have it a month ago? I'm believing. It was so clear. I just believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that He died on the cross for my redemption. I believe that Christ was resurrected. I believe that Christ is on the throne. I believe Christ is coming again as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Where did that come from? That came from Christ Himself. He entered into us. Then, after entering into us, then He is our faith, entering into Him to be their faith. So one way the Lord is developing our faith is that He's more and more dispensing Christ into us. We could say, talking about experience, the more Christ we have in our experience, the more developed our faith is. When we look away unto Jesus. Look away, this verse from Hebrews. And we all know we look away at many other things, physical things, but also we look away at ourselves. It's like the one thing we, humanly speaking, love the most is ourself. And we're examining ourself and looking at ourself and dealing with ourself. Self, self, self. But when we look away from everything, including ourself, even including our situation, then we look away unto Him, we realize He, as the life-giving Spirit, transfuses us with Himself. His believing element. So, in our relationship with the Lord, when we look away to Him, the enemy is subtle. He wants us to be focused on either Him or something related to Him. But we've been more and more being enlightened, and we realize that we will look away unto the Lord. And then just looking What is the result? Transfuses himself, the believing element, because Christ is the faith. And we look away unto him, and he's shining into us and dwelling in us. Then he himself will become the element of faith. There's just an element in our being, contrary to what be when in our mind, if we just think about something, and some may think, where's God? How do we know there's God? This is just outward. But the indwelling spirit realizes God is real. He's in you. He's the source. He transfuses himself into you, and the result is believing. Don't we all believe that Jesus is coming again? Don't you believe there will be a marriage? Don't we all want to be part of the bride? Don't we all know that in the coming age, for 1,000 years, the kingdom of God will be manifested all over the earth? And the overcoming saints will be co-kings with them. And we have the personal hope that we will be there with our measure. All of this is the outcome of the faith dispensed into us, transfusing. The Lord wants to do it all day long. More dispensing, more transfusing, more development of your faith, more realization that faith is the all-inclusive Christ. Two, this faith is not of ourselves. I think we're all quite clear about this. This faith is not of ourselves, but of Him, referring to Christ, who imparts Himself as the believing element into us, that he may believe for us. Now let's look into this word by word. This faith is not of ourselves. The faith we have, our believing ability, is not of us. It's of Christ. And it is of Christ who imparts himself into us. He's dispensing himself. He's, you could say, sharing himself with us as the believing element. As the Lord is shepherding us, he knows to what extent we have faith. And he has the loving concern that our faith will be perfected, it would be developed. And so he dispenses himself into us and transfuses himself into us so that we will have the believing element. It's not something separate from Christ himself. We don't ask for a thing. an element that enables me to believe. But we realize faith and Christ are together. This faith is not of ourselves, but of Him who imparts Himself as the believing element into us so that we may believe, He may believe for us. So He's enabling us to believe. If you're in a particular situation and you just had the sense, I find this hard to believe. What is happening? But the Lord, the indwelling one, is dispensing himself into us to enable us to believe. This is how our faith will be perfected. Okay, section B. Faith is a substantiating ability, a sixth sense, the sense by which we substantiate, give substance to the things unseen or hoped for. This is a profound verse in Hebrews 11:1. So faith is a substantiating ability. It's called a sixth sense, like seeing and tasting and hearing. The sense by which we substantiate, in other words, something we real, we've had faith in, it's becoming experientially real to us. It gives substance to the things unseen or hoped things. Now, this word unseen is going to be important now because we believe an unseen thing. We have not seen Christ Jesus. Surely we have not seen God in any way. But we believe in the unseen, divine, spiritual elements, the unseen or hoped for. And we'll look into this now as we go to the rest of this outline. We do not regard. Look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Now, this may sound rather unusual. We do not regard, we do not look at the things which are seen. That's not faith. But the things which are not seen. Now, this is of utmost importance to realize. Our faith is focused on an unseen thing. That there's some atheist people or just people that don't have any faith, they'll say, if Jesus would be manifested, if he would physically make himself known, then I surely will believe in him. But that would not be faith. We believe the unseen because the unseen is the reality. The time will come when the unseen one will be manifested on the entire earth when he comes back again. We do not regard, I'm emphasizing, or look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The Christian life is a life of things unseen. Please pay attention to this. The Christian life is a life of things unseen. And while I read it again this way, just while you're listening, please do the same thing. My Christian life is a life of things unseen. A Christian life. It's a life of faith, but it's a life of things unseen. We have never seen Jesus Christ, but we believe in him. That's just a fact. Each one of us, as our personal relationship is developed more and more. We have more experience with him. It's still the same. We have faith in the unseen one. We can tell the Lord, Lord, you see me. You know me in every aspect. And you have put faith in me that I have faith, I believe in the unseen one whom I love. All of us right now, we're in this meeting. I'm still speaking and you're listening. We don't see, but the unseen one is with us. And we are experiencing him, enjoying him. So we need to realize our Christian life is a life of things unseen. The degradation of the church is the degradation from unseen things to seen things. Actually, to a large extent, religious Christianity is filled with seen things. And the preachers and others were trying to help people see the things. And I was in that kind of situation for a length of time. But all of us, when we came into the Lord's recovery, we are in the realm of the unseen. But we are experiencing the unseen. We're enjoying the unseen. We love the unseen one because our faith is being developed. But degradation is falling away from what is in the New Testament concerning the genuine Christian life. And so there's this degradation. People want to see things. The Lord's recovery is to recover his church from things seen to things unseen. Dear saints, this is an important point concerning the church life.
And that is the Lord's recovery
Is to recover his church, not just individually. In the New Testament, when Christ was on the earth and he spoke concerning, I will build my church, he established the church. But as the years and years went by, the unseen became seen. The seen religious things. That's considered degradation. Instead of faith in the unseen, it's so-called believing in the seen things.
And the Lord surely is
Functioning in a wonderful way throughout Europe to recover his church from things seen to things unseen. And we just call on the Lord, Lord, bring saved men and women into the Lord's recovery. Save them from the seen things to join us with the unseen things, not only personally, but corporately. Point two, faith assures us of the things not seen. This is encouraging, saints. Faith assures us. We need to be assured. The Lord knows this. So the faith assures us of the things not seen, convincing us of what we do not see. Again, convincing us. Assuring us of what we do not see. We still do not see the Lord. The triune God knows we don't see. But he wants to assure us, he wants to convince us. That we see the unseen things. We are all being trained by the Lord to have faith in the things we do not see. I've mentioned this again and again. The time will come when the Lord comes to the earth. We will see him face to face. The overcoming saints who will be the bride, and he will be the bridegroom. But prior to that, before that, we all have to have a life full of faith, the faith in the unseen. And it's only the believers that have a life and faith of unseen. They will be those who see the Lord visibly when he comes to get married. We want to be there in that moment when the bride and bridegroom meet, and we will see him. We will marry him. But before that, our life on the earth needs to be a Christian life of the unseen. We have not seen Christ Jesus, but we believe in him. We love him. We praise him. We testify him.
But I want to emphasize,
faith assures us this is a human need. And when the young people, when they're growing up, they also need in this present age to have this kind of assurance that Christ is real. You can't see him yet, but he's with you. You don't see him now, but he's in you. The time will come when you will see him.
Faith is to believe
That God is. Well, this seems to be quite simple. Faith is to believe that God is. Well, we referred to that recently. We just realize we can't explain that everything we know had its beginning. 100 years ago, none of us existed. Now we're here. But God is no beginning. But we just simply have faith that God is. I don't try to prove it to anyone. I'm not going to debate or argue. I just testify God is. This I believe with my whole being, because faith is to believe that God is. We believe that he is everything to us and that we are nothing. There's 2 points here. We believe that he is everything to us. The time will come when each one of us can, in an honest, sincere way, after some years of experience, they can say, I believe that Christ is everything to me. He's everything, every positive thing. And I can gladly say, I am nothing. In 2019, in the summer training, they gave a message that was involved authority and rebellion. And so, and a young person, maybe in their early 20s, they sent an email saying that you are nothing. You're nothing. And my response was, before you were born, I realized I have nothing. I do nothing. I am nothing. Christ is everything. Don't think you're attacking me by saying, telling me you're nothing. But the one that was mocking and speaking in that way, that one doesn't yet realize you're nothing and Christ is everything. So I enjoy this. I want to read it again. We believe that He is everything in us and that we are nothing. When we say He's the all-inclusive Christ, that means there's nothing else. It's what a relief. I'm nothing. I don't expect to have something, to be something. I just want to focus on the all-inclusive Christ. You are every positive thing. And dear saints, we will be experiencing and enjoying Him unlimited, forever. It'll just be, nothing will be repeated. He's all inclusive in the new heaven and the new earth. The all inclusive Christ will become more and more our joy and our experience. Now, the last section. Jesus is the perfecter, the finisher, the completer of our faith. What the Lord starts, He will always complete. A number of human beings, they're quite excited. They want to do something and accomplish something. But then, after a period of time, they just don't do anything more. I'm not going to name anybody. This person is now with the Lord. But he was an elder in the church where I was. And the middle-aged saints at the time, we had been there for several years. And one day he will say this, we're going to do this. Then after a month, we're going to do this. We're going to do this, something else. He started this and that, but he never finished anything. But when Brother Nee and Brother Lee ministered, they were thorough. It was an example to us that when God begins something, he finishes what he starts. As we look away unto Him continually, we will finish and complete the faith that we need for the running of the race set before us. We all have a journey. It's called a race. And it's of utmost importance that we reach the end of the race during our life on the earth. Those who finish the race will be co-kings in the coming age. We all have the same faith in quality, but the quantity of faith we have depends upon how much we contact the living God so that we may have Him increased in us. So we all have the same faith. But the quantity varies. That is why one aspect of the burden in this message is, Lord, may our faith be developed. And now the last point. When we contact the Lord, He overflows within us. And there is a mutuality of faith among us. We are encouraged through the faith which is in one another. It's quite touching at the end of this point. We are encouraged through the faith which is in one another. We all have faith. There's faith in one another. And in our fellowship, when we have faith in one another, our faith is being perfected. And so to me, it's just delightful to see brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so realizing you're a faith person. Your faith is developing. You speak in faith. You pray in faith. You praise in faith. You're a faith believer. Well, now the faith is being perfected in us. Thank the Lord for His loving care. He's the source of our faith, and He's developing our faith. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen.